From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Wednesday, the 7th day of August 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 64 degrees. We'll run down the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here is the local news. At the top of the news, an environmental review of the Leeds Flats has been officially launched. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board officially gave the Leeds Sewer Project the administrative green light on Tuesday with the passage of a resolution to determine the project's environmental status. Under New York State law, every project has to be reviewed for its environmental significance under the State Environmental Quality Review Act. The Leeds Flats is a known location of a former Native American village where the original Catskills began. A representative of Delaware Engineering, the firm hired to do the work, said if something of significance is found, that portion of the route would need to be examined and perhaps redirected. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Over in Ghent, the Democrats have announced their November candidates. The Register Star is reporting that the Ghent Democratic Committee announced on Monday Mallory Mort is its candidate for the Ghent Town Board in the November 5th general election. The committee also announced it will endorse Republican candidates Mike Benevuto for town supervisor, Chuck Wood for town board, Michelle Radley for town clerk, and Ben Perry for highway superintendent. Mort has been a manager of Gallagher's Stud for more than 30 years. He serves on the Columbia County Agricultural and Farmland Protection Board and is a member of the Columbia County Farm Bureau. On the decision to endorse a slate of Republican candidates, committee chairwoman Judy Russ said, and I quote, "The Ghent Democratic Committee believes that in local politics, it's the people, not the party, that count," end quote. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. And in our final story, Central Hudson is defending its financial filings. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation is defending the secrecy surrounding the submission of its speculative financial outlook to the State Public Service Commission. The presentation redacts more than half of the public version of the document. On Tuesday, a Central Hudson spokesman said the filing contains information only intended for the eyes of rating agencies. The filing was required under the approval of the $1.5 billion takeover of Central Hudson's parent, CH Energy Group, by Canadian-based Fortis Incorporated. Merger opponents contend that Fortis and Central Hudson should be required to disclose information about the financial status of a utility that impacts 300,000 electric customers and 75,000 natural gas customers in 8 counties, including Ulster, Dutchess, Greene, and Columbia. Central Hudson acknowledged that allowing the public to view the financial forecast would raise questions about the accuracy of credit agency reports. The company claims the financial data are, in fact, trade secrets. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. Showers are the weather word for the next 3 days, as the National Weather Service is predicting for today a slight chance of showers, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 64. For Thursday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 81 degrees. Thursday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 68. On Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 a.m., cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. But for Saturday, we will have a partly sunny day with a high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:06 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 10 minutes, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 7th day of August 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.